ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
analytical study of the whole cosmic manifestation. That is called Sankhya Vidya. It is physical. And the Kala is Maya Media. And then the soul and the super soul. So, if we understand thoroughly this analytical study of the whole thing, then we know Sankhya Vidya. Sankhya. Sankhya means numerical, count. So, 24 elements we have discussed yesterday, the 5 gross elements and the 5 sense objects and 5 knowledge-gathering senses and 5 working senses, 20, and 4 internal senses, 24, and anyway, all under the control of time, the fifth, the 25th. And above this, there is the soul and super soul, that is spiritual. These are all material. Analytical study of the material composition of this cosmic manifestation. This is called Sankhya. So, here there is one word, Brahmana Svagunas. These 24 or 25 material elements is covering the Brahma, and therefore he is called Svaguna. There are two words generally used, Svaguna and Nirguna. Svaguna means material, and Nirguna means spiritual. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is advised to come to the platform of Nirguna. Trayunna Vishayavida Nistrayunna Bhavadi. That is the aim of life. We are also Brahma. We are part and parcel of Brahma, Supreme Brahma. Therefore, we are also Brahma. Brahma realization is not very difficult thing, provided we want to realize. And how we want? You take instruction from the Bhagavad Gita, and if you accept it, then immediately your Brahma realization is there. Krishna says that these jivas, they are my part and parcel. So, if Krishna is Brahma, Parabrahma, then he is Brahma. If we accept this, we have to accept, because that is the constitutional position. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is our constitutional position to live with Krishna. Therefore it is part and parcel of my body, this finger. Finger is the part and parcel of my body. It must live with the body. Then it is active. And if you touch the finger and throw on the ground, you may call it his finger, but it is useless. Unless it is in contact with the body, acting with the body, then it is valid. Take any example, any machine, the screw in the machine, a very insignificant part, but so long it is attached with the whole machine, it has got value. If one screw is lost, if you have to purchase from the market, you have to pay some value. But the same screw, if it is not attached to the machine, it has no value. Similarly, we are very insignificant spiritual spark. We are by quality the same. Because we are spirit, chitana, nahannati harnamani sarire, najayate nama, namyati va, tadachi. So we also do not die, we do not take birth. And Krishna is also ayobisan abhyatma, bhutanam isharopisan. He is also ajo, we are also ajo. But, he is Bhutanam Ishvara. Bhutanam, all the living entities. He is the Supreme. Nitya Nityanam. Nitya Nityanam. He is the chief leader. He requires leader. Any field of activities we require a leader. Suppose for getting independence, we have to follow one leader, Mahatma Gandhi. Therefore, for guidance, we require a leader. And the supreme leader is Krishna. So if we follow Krishna, the supreme leader, then our life is successful. And if we do not follow, therefore Krishna says, you rascal, you fool, mura, you just follow me. Sarva-dhammān paritrajyamāme ekam saranam. This is the whole story of spiritual life. Krishna is the supreme leader. He is also a living being. He is also a person like you and me. But he is sarai-sajya-pūrna. Therefore, he is called Bhagavān. We cannot be called Bhagavān because our power is very limited, not pūrna. Therefore, we become saguna. Krishna does not become saguna. The Mayavada theory that God, when he incarnates, he becomes saguna. That is wrong thing. Here it is said that brahmana sagunasya. Sagunasya brahmana, these 25 elements cover. That means the living entity who has come in this material world. But Kapildeva or Krishna, Bhagavan, he is not saguna. He is always nirguna. Nirguna guna bhakti sa, as the Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita. Although he is nirguna, but he is the controller of the guna. Krishna is not controlled. Mamamaya gunamai, Krishna says. Devihi esa gunamai mamamaya. This maya, this energy, is my energy. So energy is controlled by the energetic. Suppose if you have got some energy, you can control it. Suppose if you have got very good energy to kill anyone, or to hurt man, to beat anyone, good strength. But that strength is not beyond you. The strength is under your control. When you like, you can use it. When you do not like, you cannot use it. You do not use it. Therefore, this maya, this material world, saguna, that is also Krishna's energy. Devidhisa gunamai mamo maya. Krishna is not maya's, but maya is Krishna's. We have to understand that way. Not that Krishna becomes enveloped or overpowered by maya. That is wrong theory. The Mayavadi theory is that. That I am Krishna, I am God, now I am overpowered by maya, and as soon as I become free from maya, again I become Krishna. But the question is, if you are Krishna, if you are God, then why you become under the control of maya? What kind of God you are? Just like in the English constitution it is said that the king can do no wrong. So you cannot bring king under any law. Others will come. And even if his minister, he'll come under the law. But the king cannot come under the law. This is the English constitution. Similarly, God cannot be under maya. Others, everyone under the prakita-kriyamānāni, gunai-karmāni, sarvata. Ahankāra-bhimura-atmā, katta-ham-yati-mannata. Everyone is under the control of maya. Nobody is free. But there are two maya, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya is this material world, and Yoga Maya is the spiritual world. If you agree to be under the Yoga Maya, then you are happy. It's like, there are two kinds of laws, civil laws and criminal laws. You have to remain under one of these laws. But if you leave under criminal law, then you go to the jail. And if you leave under civil law, then you are free. But in either condition, you cannot say that I am free of law. That is foolishness. That is foolishness. The atheist class of men, they say that they do not believe in God. That is craziness. You may believe God or may not believe, but you are under the stringent laws of God. That you cannot say, that I am free. No. Janma mitra jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. You may be very big scientist, very big man, very big prime minister, whatever you may be. You are under the control of these criminal laws. Janma, birth, mrityu, death, old age and disease. Then how you are independent? Where is your independence? How you can say that you are free? You don't require to obey the laws or dharma. Dharma means the laws of God. This is the simple definition of God. Dharmant sāsād bhagavat pani. So, when we defy the religious principles, religious principle means that dharma, not your created dharma. You cannot create law at home. It is given knowledge. What is that? Sarva dharmān paritajyamāmīkam. This is dharma. All other dharmas, so-called dharmas, they are all cheating. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita koitavata. All cheating type of religious system is kicked out, rejected. Actually, it is not required. It is simply bogus. Real dharma is here. So, abide by the law of God. That is real. But if you have no conception of God, if you have no knowledge what is the laws of God, then you are a dharmic. You are simply transgressing the laws of dharma. To transgress the laws of dharma, you are sinful, you are punishable, and that is going on. Material life means that. Material life means defying the laws of God, denying the existence of God, and one wants to become himself God. These are the material activities. So, we may do so, we may defy, but the laws relax. Laws relax. So, the Saguna Brahma means the living entity. Saguna Brahma does not mean the God, Krishna, Bhagavan. Because even if you become servant of God, there are so many nice examples that if an ordinary man beats another man, slap, he immediately becomes criminal. Law is there, he cannot do that. But the police man gives you a slap, it is not criminal. If you kill somebody, then you become criminal. But when a soldier kills 100 some men, it is not criminal. The process is the same. But because one is acting on behalf of the supreme lawgiver, his immune. So, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Māntabhya vichārini bhakti yoga na ja sevate sagunān samatitta itān brahma bhūyāya kalpate. Anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord, he becomes immediately nirguna. Sa gunan samatitta etan. Plural number. Etan guna. Deshatarajatamago. Samasitta. Sammagrupena atita. Atita. So if a devotee becomes nirguna immediately, as soon as he is engaged in devotion and service of the Lord, how the Supreme Lord can become saguna? Just try to understand. Use your logic. If one becomes a devotee of the nirguna, he becomes nirguna. So why the nirguna God can be saguna? This Mayavadi theory is not very logical, that when God comes, he is saguna, he accepts his material body. No, that is not possible. Why he should accept material body? He is all powerful. He can. He cannot be affected by the material loss. A man is suffering from some disease, infected. That does not mean when the physician comes to treat him, he is also infected. He knows how to protect himself. Disinfection. So saguna, this word, the Mayavadi theory is saguna worship and nirguna worship. Saguna worship means when you worship a deity, in form, that is called saguna worship. And when you meditate upon impersonal, that is nirguna, that is just pure. But meditation is not possible unless there is form. Without form, meditation means, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, klesa odhigatara tisam. Of bhaktya saptasiddhisam, one who is trying to meditate upon the impersonal Brahma, a klesa. It is very troublesome, because we are not accustomed to concentrate our mind, meditate upon anything which is impersonal. That is not possible. We simply try to do that under labor. And trouble. Klesa adhikatarasthi sam abhakya saptasiddha sam. Whereas devotee, he immediately sees Krishna in the temple. Here is Krishna. Here is Radharani. Atyavigraha. Krishna is appeared to be visible. We cannot see Krishna or God by this material eyes. But as we can be seen, as he can appreciate, as he can touch, Krishna has accepted the form to be touched by us, to be seen by us, to be served by us. This is called Atyavigra. It is not idol worship. The Mayavadi says it is imagination. No, not it is imagination. Atyavigraha, Vigraha. Krishna is Vigraha, Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, this form. So, we should always remember, when we speak of Saguna, Saguna means Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma means we, the living entity, not Krishna or Bhagavan. He is not Saguna. He is always Nirguna. Etat Isasya Isanam. This is the supremacy of the Supreme Person, that although he comes within this material world, incarnate, as incarnation, he is not affected by the material qualities. That is Ishvara. Otherwise, how is Ishvara? Ishvara means controller. When he comes in the material world, if he becomes controlled by the material nature, then how is controller? He's not controller. Then he becomes control. We are control. Krishna is never controller. have control. He is always the controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller. So he is the supreme controller. He is the controller of these energies also, Maya. So how he can be under Maya? This is mistaken theory. Krishna is always supreme. Adokshaja. Krishna's another name is Adokshaja. Sabai Pumshan Parva Dharma Jato Bhakti Adokshaji Ahoitati Apratihata Jina Atma Samprasidasi. Adokshaja means beyond Abhangamanasakochara. Beyond the reach of our thinking, speculation. So, Krishna is always Nirguna, in any condition, any circumstances. That is, those who are Mura, Abhijananti Mana Mura, Mana Sintanumas. But because Krishna incarnates, comes, Tadatmanam Sijamaham, he comes, we think, because we are foolish person, Mura, we think that Krishna is also one of us. That is not good. Saguna Brahma, Nirguna Brahma, we should distinguish. So Krishna is always Nirguna Brahma. But we are Saguna Brahma. We are Brahma. But because we are not for a Brahma, Supreme Brahma, we are subjected, we are prone to be covered by this material quality. Therefore our business is again to recover ourselves from these 25 elements, material elements. And that is only possible as it is prescribed by Krishna, Sagunana Samatitta Idan Brahma Bhugaya Kalpata. What is that? Manchabhya Vicharani Bhakti Yogena Jasivati. You just engage yourself in bhakti yoga process. Without any mixture, without any deviation. And how it can be deviation? Annavilasita sundam. Without any material desire, without any motive. Jnana karma ranabhutam, not mixed up with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. Pure, simple. You cannot bring Krishna under your speculative knowledge. Abhanga manasa gocha, because it is beyond the scope of the activities of the mind. Adhokshaja. Therefore, don't try to bring Krishna within your speculative knowledge. Speculative knowledge, how can you go? That is Dr. Prof. The Prof, Dr. Prof cannot. Prof is in the well, 3 feet well. And how he can imagine about the Atlantic Ocean? It is not possible. Avana manasa gocha. So don't try to speculate upon God. You'll never find God. If you want to go by the speculative knowledge, trying to find out what is God, that's like the Theosophists and many other societies that do that, speculating. You cannot reach God by speculation. That's not. Because your senses are limited. How you can reach God the unlimited by speculating now? That is not possible. Athati te deva padam bhujat dayam prasada leshanam grihita iva hi janati tattam. Nasana ekopi chirang vichinna. But millions and millions of years, if you simply speculate, you cannot reach what is God. It is not possible. But, one who has received a little mercy, causeless mercy, my Lord, he can understand. Little mercy. How the little mercy can be obtained. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamavavyanati javanjachami satya. He can get mercy of the Supreme God simply by devotional service. Bhaktya, he doesn't say by knowledge, jnanena or karnena, he never says, or yogena. No. These are not the process to understand the absolute truth. You can make little advance, but it is what advance you can make with your limited senses? It is not possible. He is beyond the scope of my mental activities. So he cannot reach. Therefore, Krishna has recommended that if you want to know me, then you have to adopt these processes, bhakti yoga. And Krishna accepts everything through bhakti. Patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Not these karmis, jnanis. He doesn't accept anything from the hands of karmis and jnanis. Karmis and jnanis cannot approach it. What to speak of accepting their offering? It is not possible. Cannot approach it. Therefore, bhakti means karma jnana anabhitam. Nabilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabhitam. Don't try to approach God with your so-called speculative knowledge and fruitive activities as people are trying to do. It is not possible. You may, by such activities, you can come to the platform of the sattva-guna. Sattva-guna. But that is also guna. You remain sattva-guna. You are not nirguna. But you require to be nirguna. That is bhakti. If you remain sattva-guna, you may come to the platform of Satogon, the Brahminical platform, Satta, Sama, Dama, Siddhikha, Aryava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asitam. That is better platform to understand. Sita Satte Prasidati. You can understand, you can get light of the spiritual world by Satogon. But you have to surpass this Satogon. That is called Shuddha Satta. Untainted, without any tinge of this Rajaguna and Tamaguna. In the material world, you may be situated on the Brahminical qualification, Satogon, but there is chance of being infected by the Rajaguna and Tamaguna. Therefore, it is not Shuddha Satta, pure Satta. So you have to come to the platform of pure satagam. Sattam visuddham vasudeva sabditam. That pure satta, pure satagam, mode of goodness, is called vasudeva. And vasudeva, he gives birth to vasudeva, Krishna. So when you come to that platform, then he will be able to give birth to vasudeva. That means he will meet vasudeva. Siddha Satta. Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Satta. This is the process. So Sagun, Sagun Brahma, Brahmana Sagunasra. Here it is said. Brahmana Sagunasra Itaraneva Sankhata. The living entity is entrapped. This body is the combination of these 25 elements. So that is for the living entity, Sagun Brahma. Sagun Brahma means living entity. But it is not for Krishna. Sannivesha Mayaprapta. So, Mayaprapta means Bhagavan is speaking. Bhagavan is not Sagun. Kapil Dev says Mayaprapta. I have described it. He knows everything. Mayaprapta. We have to take knowledge from Bhagavan. Not from any Saguna Brahma. We have to take knowledge from Nirguna Brahma. Nirguna Brahma is Krishna, Bhagavan, Kapilde. Mayaprakta. The Kala Pancha Vinshaka. And now, It is another element, kala, because everything is going on under the influence of kala. The past, present and future, the kala is eternal, time is eternal. But we are creating our past and present and future according to our existence. The past, present, future of an ant is not the past, present of an elephant. The past, present of our is not the past, present of Brahma. It is relative. This kala is working relatively. That's what this is called, relative world. So, this prime factor of relativity is kala. That is the 25th element. And beyond that, there is the soul, there is the super soul. above everything, Purushottam, the Supreme Person, Krishna. So in this way, if we understand, then we become a student of Sankhya philosophy. That is being taught by Kapila. Thank you very much.